Well, just about everyone agrees that commodity prices, in particular corn, will be weaker in 2014. How low will they go? No one's sure. And there always is that question, could they rebound? Well, ag economist Darrell Good says that seems highly unlikely.
So I look for a very flat price pattern on old crop corn. And you would have to think maybe very similar on new crop as well until we get more information about acreage. But I think eventually maybe there is some potential for some weakness in new crop corn if it turns out we're on track for another big crop next year.
And even though bean stocks are tight and demand looks to be good, he feels that price may falter as well.
We figure out that we've got this tight supply rationed. South American crop comes on. I think there's room for old crop beans to go down from here. New crop beans are already lower priced, not much downside risk. But if we get more acres and a good yield, we'll see lower prices by harvest time.
As far as the agricultural outlook economically for Wisconsin producers, Sam Miller from BMO Harris still feels there's a pretty bright outlook.
I'm very optimistic about the ag sector. If you look at not only the strong decade that we've had in agriculture with a little bit of a dip in 2009 because of the financial crisis, but if you look at the strength of the ag sector, it's in a good spot to start with. And we still have a growing world population, and more importantly, a growing economic class of that world population. So as people around the world earn more, they spend more of that in food and agricultural products. So I'm very positive about agriculture in the long term.
When we look back at 2013, we may talk more about what didn't happen this year than what did. We didn't see a farm bill, didn't see immigration reform, and didn't get the funding for WERDA. Also, when it came to consumer prices, we didn't see the big jump we had expected after the drought of 2012.
That probably was the biggest surprise. There's been a lot of things that have moderated those retail prices. I mean, we've had lower energy costs. Some of that's helped as well. I think that the general inflation rate, of course, has been quite low as well. So all of that's helped keep food prices lower than we might have seen otherwise.
As we come down to our last full day of trading, we do see block cheese remains at $2, barrels $1.97 a pound, and AA butter still unchanged. Class 3 prices December $18.99, January lost 15 cents on Friday to $19.45, and March dropped 11 to $18.62. Board of Trade, March corn will open today at 4.27 1/2 cents per bushel. May, after gaining a penny and a quarter on Friday, 4.35 3/4 cents. Jan beans, after picking up 12 3/4 cents, will open today at 13.31 1/2 cents per bushel. March, 13.14, and March wheat at 6.08. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 74 to 90, your tops at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 73, with slaughter bulls, 72 to 88, your tops at 95. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 124. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 235. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. Barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. And market lambs, 163 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.